may not notice that in South Dakota, these are the specific areas that may fall under public use. Any new ones would need legislative authorization. This is an issue of statewide importance as new proposed uses come online, backed by well-financed interests who may seek to take advantage of our good pro-business climate, but in the process, trample the private property rights of your constituents. And I have found it especially ironic that this could happen in a conservative state like South Dakota, using the dubious science and politics surrounding carbon dioxide and the green energy agenda, and, you know, speaking of things like the carbon index score, et cetera, which will now become, you know, the way that we potentially keep an industry profitable, it has been said.